you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. My name's Nate with Slade's Mobile RV, and we got one of your mailers.
Okay.
The mailer is there... was just someone to call because we're actually thinking about doing something like this.
Great. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the mailer you received from us?
Yes, there is.
Oh, sure. Could you repeat that back to me, please, 4 digits at a time, and that would allow me to pull up the information we have on your business.
Okay. Are you ready?
Sure. Yes.
It's 2511.
Okay.
4201.
All right.
0015.
All right. Got it.
5535.
5535. All right. Just one moment, please.
All right.
Okay, and that's Slade's Mobile RV LLC?
Yes, sir.
All right. And just one second here. And I'm sorry, could I, your first name again, please?
Nate, N-A-T-E.
Nate. All right. And Nate, we got a new phone system recently. We've had a couple of dropped calls here and there. Is there a good number that I could reach back out to you if, God forbid, the call were to drop?
Yes, it's 214-779.
Okay.
5240.
5240. Thank you. I appreciate that. I had a couple of those happen to me earlier this week, and I was freaking out. Okay. So just want to confirm a little bit of information we have on file for the business. Are you still located at the 1418 West Avenue B in Garland, Texas?
Actually, we just moved. We've been moving all week, so we actually have a new address.
Okay. What is that?
It's 9975.
Okay.
High Country Lane. It's three words.
Gotcha. So moving into a bigger facility, or?
Yeah, we actually got a huge building, and we're fixing to start a storage facility and everything.
Awesome. And is this in Garland, Texas as well?
I'm sorry, it's in Forney.
And how do you spell that?
F as in Frank.
Okay.
O, R, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. Why?
Got it. Perfect. And then what is the zip code in Forney?
I believe it's 75126.
Okay. You can always go back and I can figure that out a little later. Okay. And then very lastly, what is the classification of your business? Is it a proprietorship? It's an LLC. Excuse me. Never mind. Disregard.
It is LLC.
Okay. So what you had received
was a proprietorship for the... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Please go ahead.
I was saying it was the first 8 years were as a proprietorship, and then we just went LLC the beginning of 2015.
Okay, so you've been around for about 9 years then?
Actually, a total of 10, and we've been LLC for 2.
Okay, great. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs, and I can kind of guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist your business.
Okay. Well, the idea that we had in our hand was $60,000 over a period of, say, 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Preferably 5 years.
All righty. Are you familiar with working capital loans at all? Have you ever taken one out for the business? Or?
Yeah, he's done one before through OnDeck.
Okay. Are you guys still paying on that, or did you pay off the OnDeck loan?
We've actually paid off, I think we've paid off 2 of them now.
Nice. And no current working capitals?
There is, yeah, we still have one with them.
Okay.
And we're actually, we want to see if, because the first couple times he worked with OnDeck, it was just something that was kind of spur of the moment type of thing. He didn't have a lot of experience in getting his business funding. Mm-hmm. So we've worked with them. We've continued to work with them because we have a rapport with them.
Right.
But now we're just kind of chopping around trying to see what else is out there, you know, as far as...
Other options.
Time frame. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And would you potentially want to pay off that OnDeck, the remaining balance, and then net, you know, whatever we can get you after that for operational expenses, basically?
Yeah, that's the last 2 times is what we've done, and that's kind of what we'd like to do that again, if possible.
Okay. And would you know that balance, the current balance with the last loan?
I believe it's 18.
18,600 maybe. Okay, are they doing a daily payment with that?
Yes.
Okay. Would you happen to know what that is by chance?
The daily is 126.87.
Okay. Okay. So it sounds like you're familiar with working capital loans. The way that ours is structured is we're able to lend, 10 to 12% of the top line revenue of the year previous. Would you happen to know what you did in sales last year? Just a ballpark, perhaps.
A ballpark, I'd say close to 330.
330. Okay. Based off that number, we could probably get you anywhere from 30 to 40 to start out with. And that would just be to start out with. And of course, halfway through the loan, about 40% of the way through, we can go back, bring on more cash and extend the term as well. It's a relationship-based bank. So, establishing a relationship is the first part of it. And kind of like on deck, everything gets better. Terms get better.
Yes.
So, and it's a very simple process as well, just a one-page application. We would want to look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements just to verify cash flow, and the first two pages of the most recent tax return just to verify sales from the year previous. And then the information with the on-deck loan is all we would need to get you some feedback inside of 24 hours.
Okay, so you need a 6 months worth of statement. Right?
But, yeah, what's a good email address? I could just shoot you an email with the list of the items that we would require.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
The email is, just as the business is, SladesMobileRV@yahoo.com.
SladesMobileRV@yahoo. Okay. And is there an immediate need, or just in the preliminary stages of doing some research? Or?
There is... I wouldn't call it a need, but there's an immediate want.
Okay.
And we're having to add some infrastructure to it, and we're going to need a forklift and things like that. So it's more of a, we're starting an RV storage. We've already got like 3 or 4 customers, so we have to put a chain link fence around this per our insurance. So we're looking at building a fence. We're looking at getting a forklift. We got more space to stock parks. So it's kind of a, just to support the businesses.
Okay. And then, one other qualifying question. How would you rate your personal credit? We do take a look at it through Experian.
You want an idea of a number, or you just want to do it? Or
really is it, above average, maybe a little bit below?
I'd say above average, yeah.
Okay, excellent. With the time in business that you have and, above average credit score and your cash flow, it sounds like, we could definitely make some funds available for you to assist in, growing your business. I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any further questions for me at this point?
I was just trying to get an idea. I'm guessing it's almost the same as on deck, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. They are within our network. We sometimes have partnered up with them on certain larger deals, so we're familiar with them. And it's typically a daily payment to start out with. But again, we can revisit that about 40% of the way through the loan. Maybe get you into a weekly payment if that would be more beneficial to the business. Again, it's just a matter of establishing the relationship.
Right on. All right, well, cool. Shoot me that email, and I'll get all that worked out.
Sounds good. I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your time today, Nate. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
Awesome, bro. See you in a little bit.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.